From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Well, it's not enough rain to reopen the boat ramps, but Lake Oroville has now gone up another 30 feet after the recent deluge of rain. Workers at the marina there say they've had a very busy week trying to make sure all the boats are secure and the lines are tight, and they're still assessing any possible damage. They're hopeful this could be the start of a wet winter. A little too wet for a couple of people on a river in Sacramento County. Rescue crews said a man and woman who live on a boat in one of the sloughs of that river left their boat a bit earlier in the day when the water level was lower. When they got back, the water level had gone up quite a bit, got themselves in the deep water, had to call 911. They were helped on shore by rescue crews. Everybody's dry now and doing fine. In Humboldt County, that's where 19-year-old Mauricio Johnson has tendered guilty pleas now to three counts of first-degree murder in the slayings of Nikki Metcalf, Margaret Moon, and a confidential minor victim we'll call Jane Doe. Prosecutors say the killings were triggered when he was caught in the bedroom of that minor girl in a house and a struggle ensued, and Johnson went into a homicidal rage. Johnson to get 150 years to life in prison. City of Sacramento has a new dubious honor, or dishonor, now in the top 50 cities of the country for having the most rats, ranking 29th on the Orkin list of the 50 rattiest in the country. Chicago has the top spot, or the bottom spot. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Tuesday, 19-year-old Mauricio Johnson pled guilty to three counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Nikki Metcalf, Margaret Moon, and a minor in February of this year. The prosecution accepted the offer made by Johnson's attorney of 150 years to life in prison. Redwood Acres Raceway donated 100 tickets for the Malicious Monster Truck Insanity Tour to the Boys and Girls Club for this weekend. Also, they'll be giving Monster Truck rides to members today at 3:30 p.m. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.